I thought she did Monday. Why? She's obviously moved.
Rump steak. What? Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
With special guest Enrique Morales.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good as. We're super intrigued to get people up that are involved in Ponsonby Social Club at the moment because it's such a sort of jive happening spot. Yeah. And we see your name popping up quite a lot on the sort of playlist from Wednesday to Friday.
That's right, yeah. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yo.
And all the listeners out there. There's quite a lot of stuff happening at Ponsonby Social Club at the moment. And I'm very fortunate, actually, to be part of the lineup. We've been doing a lot of stuff. We have a regular gig, actually, on Wednesday. That's the only regular stuff we have at the moment.
Tonight, you've just come from setup, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I just finished setting it up. Jumped on my bike and came here.
And you're a man of many talents. Do you do sound the night that you're playing as well?
I do, yeah.
So you kind of set it and forget it and you just let it ride?
I keep my eye on it.
Yeah, but it's a gentle touch up there. It's tasteful music, you know.
That's right, yeah. Well, I actually work at Ponsonby Social Club as a sound engineer as well.
Yeah, right.
Most of nights. As long as I'm not playing, of course. Mm. And then Wednesdays we're doing this regular Brazilian night, which has been pretty cool. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're turning our first anniversary tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
We're celebrating
John
first
anniversary. Yeah. We'll clap. Two people clapping.
Yeah. Are you playing Brazilian classics?
Brazilian classics. That's a good question. Yeah. Because this Brazilian music, it's quite, you know. There's an array of music, you know. You can.
John and I are probably silly dum dums when it comes to this kind of stuff. So
I have no idea.
This is a great time of the week because we get people like yourself to come in and sort of and play your flavor. You know, it's nice.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm actually really flattered to be part of the show today. I'm really happy you guys invited me to come over.
Sure.
So we do lots of classic Brazilian music in there. We don't do much of like the mainstream type of stuff that's going on at the moment, you know. Which is good, and it's a trio. In that trio I play bass guitar and I sing. I have another bro with us, Miguel. He's also from Brazil. He plays guitar and acoustic
Miguel
guitar.
BD.
Miguel BD, that's Miguel. Right. Yeah. Really good musician. And an old fellow from Auckland, Lance Bentley. He's been involved with Brazilian scene and with the Latin scene for over 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. He's a really good drummer.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hey, what have you brought with you in sort of your bag of tunes for us? What are we in for?
Is it... Well, there's a lot of, you know what, it's quite hard, you know. Often people ask me, oh, what's your favorite tune?
And I'm just like, what a nightmare. Oh,
that's
my
time.
Worst nightmare.
You've got five songs.
Stairway to Heaven, bye.
At least you guys asked me to pick like five. I was like, well, five, I can do a lot.
It's tough because you want to give people a certain amount of direction, but also you just want people to bring up their total best tracks ever. So sometimes it's dinner at someone's house and sometimes it's just bring your best tracks. So.
Yeah.
Should we kick off with this Milton?
Milton Nascimento.
Thank you so much for smashing it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great.
He's a legend, and he's part of my life's soundtrack. You know, he's part of that.
Is it like
a
must
child,
play?
Actually,
right, rad.
Yeah.
I feel like John and I are about to go to school tonight. Here we go. Thank you.
coração. Toda vez que o adulto balança, ele vem pra me dar a mão. Há um passado no meu presente, um sol bem quente lá no meu quintal. Toda vez que a bruxa me assombra, o menino me dá a mão. E me fala de coisas bonitas que eu acredito que não deixaram de existir. Amizade, palavra, respeito, caráter, bondade, alegria e amor. Pois não posso, não devo, não quero viver como toda essa gente insiste em viver. E não posso aceitar sossegado qualquer sacanagem ser coisa normal. Bola de meia, bola de gude, o solidário não quer solidão. Toda vez que a tristeza me alcança, o menino me dá a mão. Há um menino, há um moleque, morando sempre no meu coração. Toda vez que o adulto fraqueja, ele vem pra me dar a mão.
Gotta love a track with a little whistle in it, eh?
Yeah.
It's hard to do. It's also really hard to record, you know. Like, just a good, getting a good whistle.
That's right. There's a little trick, actually, you have to do in order to not sound like,
yeah,
you know, like you blowing the microphone. So it's a little tricky. He's got, interesting you said that, he's got another track called Cravo e Canela, which translates to Cinnamon and Clove. Cinnamon and clove.
Right, right.
Or clove and cinnamon. Yeah, clove and cinnamon, actually. And he also does the whistling.
Nice. Yeah. He's obviously a pro.
Yeah.
You said he's been around for a minute. He's coming on like 70-something. So that's kind of an old school sort of realm.
Yeah, he's definitely old school, yeah.
Rad.
Now, I've got you on because you have got a brand new album out.
That's right.
What's the title of the album?
Okay, the album, very...
great place to start.
Very, very creative title. It's called Alô Brasil. Mm-hmm. Actually, Alô Brasil is one of the tracks, the first track of the album, which gives the name to the album. This album was, I consider this as it's a beautiful collaboration between Brazilian musicians and New Zealand musicians, because it was recorded a little while ago. You know, independent production takes time
does,
and money,
man.
You know, does, so bro. You do when you can. And
a lot of stress without support from... the system,
yeah,
just doing it alone, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it finally came out. So it was partially recorded in Brazil. Basically, I got the rhythm section recorded in Brazil. Drums. What
did
else?
You travel back to Brazil?
I did, actually.
Yep.
I did. In one of my trips to Brazil, I scheduled a studio out there and got my friends to play bass and drums.
Assemble your crew.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit crazy because I did everything, just drums, bass, then I recorded a guide guitar and a guide vocal, and they were like, what's going on? What are you going to do? They couldn't quite seem.
Right, that you were just trying to capture the rhythm and not really worrying about your stuff too much.
And I knew I knew exactly what I was going to do, what I was going to do with that. So once it was ready, I brought it back to New Zealand. And I was really, really fortunate, I should say, because I had some really good musicians playing along with me, like Mark Baines himself. Mark actually started... because we were playing back then, we were doing a few gigs back then, and he offered me to record at his home studio, which he had it actually back then. He doesn't have it anymore. Really good studio, awesome equipment, and really nice vibe. This is great. Really important, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More than anything else is the vibe.
Oh, yeah, we vibers around here.
Yeah,
we get you.
I can feel it. I can definitely feel it. So I recorded it with Mark, and then he actually ended up jumping on board and recording the pianos himself.
Oh, right.
And then I had a few other musicians recording in New Zealand. I did some overdubs again back in Brazil, adding double bass and vocals, BVs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was it, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Where are we going now? We were just talking about your own music, but we are playing a selection of yours, Enrique Morales, João Bosco.
João Bosco.
How do you say that first word?
João.
João. Oh,
João.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Portuguese word for John.
There's a dash over the A, and that always just throws me for six.
I know.
But I know that it's something.
Tricky.
I know it's something, though. Yeah.
João.
Layman question, is everything in Brazil in Portuguese, or is there a bit of Spanish as well?
Everything is in Portuguese. Mm. Funny enough, we're the only ones in South America that don't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. We only speak Portuguese from the bottom south to the top north, all Portuguese.
Interesting. Bloody good question, John.
Yeah.
Sou bem mulher de pegar macho pelo pé, uma reencarnação da princesa do Dar. Eu sou marfim, lá das minas do Salomão. Me esparrama em mim, lua cheia sobre o carvão. Um mulherão, balangando em cerâmica que sisal. Língua sim, a ponta certa entra baunilho sal. Fogão de lenha, garrafa de areia colorida, pedra, sapão, peneira e água boa de moringa. Sou de arrancar couro, de farejar ouro, princesa do feita. Se o malandro se aconchega, vai morrer na esteira, maré sonsa de paqueta. Sou coisa benta, se provar do meu alua, bebe o polo norte, tem tirado do sangue. Assim, já escreveu atrás do caminhão. A mulher que não se esquece é lá do Daomé. Faço mandinga, fecho os caminhos com as cinzas. Deixo biruta, lelé da cuca, zuretão, ranzinza. Não ficar bobo, melhor fugir logo. Sou de pegar pelo pé.
Pra não ficar bobo, melhor fugir logo. Sou de pegar pelo pé.
Sou avatar, vodo, sou de botar fogo, princesa do Daomé.
Try and deny the shuffle coming on there. Very nice.
You're saying you cover that one?
Yeah, that one is called Coisa Feita, written by João Bosco and Aldir Blanc, which was this beautiful lyricist. He passed away last year. Actually, he passed away at the beginning of the pandemic, mm-hmm, because of the COVID.
Fucking hell, Brazil got hammered,
has
man.
Been really hit. Really, really hard.
Really, really hard, man. Really, really hard, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Are they starting to get over it? Are people getting vaccinated in Brazil? Or people is it still
are,
a long way?
Yeah, people are getting vaccinated, but we are a huge population. We are 212 million, I think, at the moment, if I'm not wrong. But basically lots of mismanagement in terms of politics and lots of corruption. It's really sad, man.
Something wrong at the top echoes a lot more with that more people as well. Like the damages are fucking crazy then.
Exactly, man. A lot of people are getting vaccinated, you know, on their own time, unfortunately. But we actually reached about 500,000 people, 500,000 deaths. Two, 3 weeks ago, I think. But we're actually walking towards something much bigger than that, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
Not far much bigger, but the
hasn't quite played out.
Yeah. So there's still more to happen, unfortunately.
I do often forget, and I reminded myself today, not COVID related, but we live on an island.
Oh yes.
You know, like yes. It's fucking good to have that big body of water around us.
Absolutely. There's lots of cons but lots of pros as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, true.
Yeah. It's a smaller population. Mm.
Should we let's slide back on the good foot with another tune, Enrique? What's this next one? Tom, I feel like I want to try and say it, but every single time I'm just stepping into a pool.
Cool. That's one more of the influences of my musical life. His name is Toninho Horta. Mm-hmm. Toninho is the diminutive for Antonio.
Oh, perfect.
So nice. Little Antonio, Toninho.
Yeah.
Toninho Horta and...
So would his dad be Antonio, maybe?
I guess so.
Brad, that's fucking mate. I love guess, that kind of
I'm
stuff.
Just guessing.
Could
but
be,
yeah.
Could be.
So he's one of the main influences in my life, in my musical life. He used to be part of Milton Nascimento's band back in the days.
Brad, okay.
Yeah, so, but he's huge in Brazil. He has influenced a lot of musicians for sure.
Let's hear it. Thank you. Toninho Horta. I definitely said that wrong, but I said it fast.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Enrique Morales is selecting some tunes for us. We're going to go straight into the next one. This is Pat Metheny Group. Have you heard anything we need to know about this, mate?
Oh, no. It's another one. It's a huge influence, actually, also in my musical career, definitely.
Perfect.
Yep.
We're going to come back with one of your own playing Ponsonby Social Club tonight.
Yep.
We'll cover that off in a minute. Enjoy this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I figured we can chat over these lovely hi-hats. Very nice. Hey, thanks for taking some time out between Ponsonby Social Club, and you're about to play this evening, Enrique Morales. Is your trio just called, just your name, and it can be any, like you're saying off air, just depending on the space, it can be like seven people or or like three people?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for calling me for this show, you know. Mm. We do this trio we do tonight, actually, we call BB Trio, Boteco Beats Trio.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice one.
Boteco Beats is the project that we've been doing for a year. Mm-hmm. Boteco is a Brazilian word, a Portuguese word, but Brazilian Portuguese word for pub, mm-hmm. like popular pub.
Yeah, nice.
So we call Boteco where we go to drink cachaça and have some street food, and perhaps some botecos have music and stuff.
Do you
like
call Ponsonby Social Club Boteco just you and the crew?
We call on Wednesday, not every other night. Sorry, Bobby.
Just when it's your takeover.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I was really looking forward actually to come over here today, because I've been here a little while ago, as I mentioned to you, on the jazz show.
Right.
On Sunday, I think, mm-hmm. and it was a really good experience. I was like, oh,
it's a great listen, man. Yeah. Whenever I tune into the jazz show, I'm like, fuck yeah.
For
way
some
to
reason,
see, spend your Sunday.
I'm always in the car when the jazz show is on.
And it's kick ass as well.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Now, where can people find your album? Is it just on Spotify streaming? Is there going to be a physical release?
Actually, there is. I actually printed some CDs. Mm-hmm. Already, but I don't have many, to be honest, because nowadays, you know what? I actually, as a matter of fact, I printed the CDs first rather than releasing digitally. You know,
mm-hmm. right?
Against all advices. A lot of people and my friends and everyone, oh man, you gotta do it.
No, if you want it, you gotta buy this fucking CD,
digital,
right?
You gotta do a digital release first. Who cares? I did. So I printed the CDs, and turns out that I sold quite a few. I also gave a few away, you know, which is, it's part of the part of the business, you know. You gotta give a few give away, you know. Man, and the feedback that I got in general was, man, it's beautiful art, beautiful everything, but I don't have a CD player.
Mm-hmm. Right. You should have sold CD players as well.
And true. those portable.
Yeah, tiny little ones. Just go and trade me and find like 500. Like, I've got to get the anti-shock one. Some people might be jogging.
So as soon as I actually released on the digital platform, which by the way you can get on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, and what's the other one? SoundCloud,
Red. Mm-hmm.
And YouTube as well.
Perfect.
So any of those digital streamers, you know. So now you can access on that, or you can buy the CD directly from me. At the moment, I don't have in any store, to be honest.
You take them to the gigs?
Yeah.
You got a few up at Ponsonby Social Club tonight?
No.
Well, you have to go and see it. You have to go and see
Saturday.
It live. Right, yeah, fair enough.
Seven piece band.
That's right.
At Ponsonby Social Club.
At Ponsonby Social Club.
On Saturday night.
Yes.
Album release show.
Album release show, yeah. I have... Can I talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's the seven piece band consists of drums, drums, bass, keyboard. Can I say names as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking A. Yeah. Yeah. So this is your secrets, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So Jonas Sawyer on drums. We've been working together for a long time. We used to work together actually on Batucada Sound Machine back in the days.
Nice.
We did a lot of touring in Europe, Southeast Asia, New Zealand, Australia, a lot of places. So we used to work together quite a long time ago, and we still do. So Jonas Sawyer on drums, Mark Baines on piano, Gustavo Ferreira on bass. Gustavo is a Brazilian bass player. He's been based in New Zealand for quite a while. Who else? Then I have this new addition, Fabio Câmara. He's also from Brazil. He's from Bahia. Mm. He's a good, really good percussionist, and he's
got in his percussion arsenal? Because percussion is a wide realm. I love percussion instruments, just all the weird little ones, and you know, I like someone that you see standing there and I've got a good selection of stuff, and you're just wondering when it's going to come out. What's he playing?
He plays a bit of everything, you know.
Rad.
Because
an octopus
in this, if he had a third or a fourth arm, it would be helpful, really helpful, I should say.
Can't have enough, eh? Honestly, man, once you go down that rabbit hole, it's so nice, eh? All the shaking.
Anyway, so because this, some of these tracks, some of my tracks, they have more of Latin percussion, which are congas and that sort of stuff,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
But majority of the tracks with percussion, they actually Brazilian percussion based.
Okay.
Which is surdo, tambourine, shakers, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So he plays all of that.
Textures.
Not at the same time.
Yeah, got you.
Right on. Not all of them at the same time.
What, so some horns as well?
We have horns. We have Tabani Gapara on saxophone.
Rad.
And Jack Turtle on trumpet. Tabani and I, we also used to work together on Batucada Sound Machine. We developed a really, really good friendship along these years. And Tabani was also a crucial part, actually, of the production process of this album, because he helped me with all the horn arrangements, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect,
apart
man.
From being an amazing sax player that he is, you know.
And so it's a, potentially, do people buy tickets or just roll up to Ponce Social Club on Saturday and catch the big full noise?
People can buy tickets on Under the Radar.
Nice one.
And you can just type Enrique Morales Alô Brasil or just Enrique Morales and you find it.
Right.
There might be some door sales as well, but I'm definitely encouraging people
play
to
play it safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the last few gigs we've done there, luckily, they were sold out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Enrique, thanks so much for coming up, bro. It's been rad.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking to you and sharing my music with you. And my...
Quite literal now.
And my influences as well.
We're about to play Alô Brasil, one of your tracks.
Alô Brasil, yes.
Go. Kia ora, bro.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.